People of the world, you guys know that I absolutely love jerseys. I have way too many to count. Baseball, football, basketball, every player, every team, you name it, I more than likely got it. And I want to thank the people at Fans Idea for this jersey that you're seeing here right now. A slick back baseball style jersey with the 20 and the 19 on the back with the name Fonz on it. And look at this, if you see here closely, look at this. Boom, the logo on the side. It's an absolute great jersey. I can't thank them enough. And they got a lot of good quality jerseys on there. I'll tell you that right now. The stitching is really nice. It feels like the actual MLB jersey. They got a bunch of other ones on there. They got hockey, they got baseball, they got basketball, the football, they got all of them. They got every single team kind of color, so you can, if you want to go for a certain team, they more than likely got it. You definitely want to go over and get yourself a custom-made jersey today. Listen, you want to be part of a team, we all do. Why not make yourself your own and make your own team? Be yourself. And while you're over there ordering yourself a jersey, you go to checkout, use the code FONZ, F-O-N-Z, for 10% off your order today. Support the brand, support Fans Idea. They give you a really good idea of what jersey to get. You see what I did there? Loser game show sound intensifies. But seriously, the jerseys are absolutely incredible. I can't thank them enough for this jersey. Again, fansidea.com and use the code FONZ, F-O-N-Z, for 10% off your order. Go get yourself a jersey. Be a part of a team. Create your own team. Why not? Go do it right now. Well. 123. Well, it's coming out 124, but still. Magical day for all of us at the time of recording. 123. Well, it's coming out 124, which is still a good day. Well, every day that you're here on this beautiful world is a good one. Let's get right into the episode.
Hard on your podcast, man. The Slick Back Kickback Report. I love that.
Drive, throws it down. Amari Stoudemire with a season high 35.
Take a team and secure the Burger Town.
Jackson throws. Oh, what a grab! Touchdown! Mark Andrews.
It's on the way. Stand by for Titan Ball.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Slick Back Kickback Report. Your home for all things sports and entertainment. Now here's your host, Fonz DeFalco.
Welcome everybody back. It's episode 211 of the Slick Back Kickback Report. I am Fonz DeFalco, your third most handsome podcast host on YouTube, wherever you get your podcasts or whatever. I don't even know. Listen, I could be one. I could be maybe your best looking one that you've subscribed to. I have no idea. Or I could be the ugliest one. Take your pick. Everyone has a right to an opinion. Hope everyone's doing good. Hope you're on a good week, good weekend. I sure as hell had a good weekend. My birthday's coming to be 29 next week, which is scary, but it's okay. It's all right. Check out everything else with the podcast. As you know, as you're aware, Fans Idea with the custom jersey here, Grateful Apparel, Fonz Talks jerseys, my Instagram, everything down below, the email, slickbackkickback@gmail.com. If you want to send a video, an idea, you want to ask me a question or whatever too, down below. Simple as that. A lot of crazy stuff. So little things here. Talk some football, obviously, you know, the conference championship. And then once that's all out of the way, I talk some NBA stuff, some wrestling too. I just haven't done wrestling in quite some time here. Oh, have not done that in quite some time. So the question, who's ready? The championship, huh? Well, I'll get to that in just 1 second. But like I said, once, you know, with everything else, once football season's out of the way, be more, some more interview stuff and whatever too, and some more fun stuff as well too. So it's all going to be all nice and dandy. Side note, by the way, this comes out on Wednesday. So if you're listening to it on Wednesday, the 24th, not going to be out yet, or if you're listening to it the next day or whatever, but subscribe to Cinco Squad Podcast. My buddy Mike DeSanto, I do Four Corners with John Sawyer and all those guys over there. I'm going to be on their show this week. Definitely want to check that out. It's going to come out the 24th, obviously, this episode. So it's not going to be out yet. But if you're listening to it on the 25th or 26th, it'll be up by then. So check it out. We'll probably talk Ravens or whatever. We probably are. We are going to. I don't know why I'm saying probably. But I don't know. Yeah, this is the pre-recording of Cinco Squad. Well, this is the pre-preview of Cinco Squad too. I don't know. Let's just get right into the show. It's a lot of little things to get to here. So we'll get into the NFL divisional round recap here. First game, I had people over watching. It was a lot of fun. The Ravens beat the Texans 34-10. There's not a doubt in my mind they were going to win. Maybe that punt return touchdown, I got a little worried, I'm not going to lie. But the difference in the first half, the second half, was absolutely crazy. They played good in the first half, don't get me wrong, but they turned it up another level from offense and defense in the second half. Lamar Jackson, two passing touchdowns, two rushing touchdowns, 100 yards rushing, 150 yards passing. Passing could have been a little bit better, but he had to be used on the ground and called upon, and it worked. The one play I loved was he threw it to Isaiah Likely, and it was a low ball. And you saw Likely just going to Lamar in the huddle and just being like this. Like, if your audio listeners, you're not going to see this. He pointed up, saying, like, lob it up to me. Lamar tapped his helmet. And he's like, I got you. A few plays later, I think the next play later, little lob, and it worked. I just think this whole offense just looks, this is better. This is really truly better than the 2019-14-2 season. I have no doubt about it. Lamar definitely just earned his stake in that this is his MVP performance. That was perfect. And I'll get to the Chiefs game a little bit later on in the show. But that Texans thing, it's a different animal when it goes against the Chiefs. And I'm going to wait. Get to this one first. Defense looked great. Everybody looked great. The special teams punt coverage was iffy, which led to the touchdown, which was, that scared me. But they turned it into a different completely in the second half. And that was a fun game to watch. And there was a lot of good things with them. And I think we're on the right track. Though maybe some cleanup here and there too. But the amount of weapons Lamar has, and keep in mind, there's no Dobbins. There's no Keontae Mitchell. There's no Mark Andrews. Isaiah Likely, I think, is turning into a star tight end. He's going to be so good for us in the future. You know, even Nelson Agholor had his moments here. Zay Flowers looking like a great, great draft pick. And I was worried when they drafted him, I'm not going to lie. But to see him playing this well now, it's good. We made a good, good draft pick. And shout out to the Chargers for getting Quentin Johnston instead. They kind of missed the mark on that one, didn't they? But overall, this was a good, it was a good matchup here. And for you Texans fans, you guys are going to be around in the playoffs a lot longer. They had nothing to lose. No one was projecting the Texans to be this far. No one thought they'd win the division. Hell, I didn't even think I was looking at a past podcast clip I made a year ago. I said they were a poverty franchise when they fired Lovie Smith because I didn't know what they were going to do. I wasn't sure on C.J. Stroud. D'Amico Ryan could be a good coach, need some time to develop, but they got something special over there. And, you know, another thing, too, they're getting new uniforms next year. Four different uniforms. It'll be four different uniforms, so it's going to be cool. So the future's bright. I think the Texans are going to be in the playoff picture for quite some time, as long as C.J. Stroud stays healthy. And when they get Tank Dell back, because Tank Dell is going to be a very good receiver for them. And Nico Collins has played really well, too. So they got a really nice foundation of players. Get some veterans in there and everything, and they got something special in Houston. So for you Texans fans, I'm going to give you guys this. You guys got a bright future. I think you guys are going to be there in the future with the playoffs and whatnot, too. This time next year, you guys could easily be competing for the divisional round also, too. And maybe even more. I don't know. But C.J. Stroud looked great his rookie year. You can say him or Puka Nacua for winning Offensive Rookie of the Year. I'd say Stroud because of, you know, being the quarterback's a little bit harder. But the argument is, but Nacua did break the rookie receiving yard record. So, but still, one of the runnings for Rookie of the Year. Will Anderson, Defensive Rookie of the Year. There's a lot of a future bright for Texans. And I know I'm being positive, but that's how it is. I want everybody to do well. The Ravens onto the Chiefs, and I'll get to that in a little bit. Let's finish the rest of these divisional games. Next up here, 49ers and Packers here, 24-21. This is a lot of a closer game than expected. And I had a feeling this was going to happen with the Packers because nothing is more dangerous than a bunch of young players that have nothing to lose and they didn't expect to even make it this far. Beating a team like the Cowboys, a superstar powerhouse team, They came in swinging off the bat, too. And there was a chance the Packers could have won that game. And Jordan Love, look, as in credit to the Niners, they won. At the end of the day, they had the experience. They won the game. And then the NFC Championship game. But the Packers, I got to say with this, you know, that future is very bright. Much like I said with the Texans, the future is no doubt bright for the Packers. And I love that. I just love that Packers offense. There's so many good players on there that you don't know who's going to have a night, who's going to go off. It could be Dobbs, it could be Wicks, it could be Musgrave, it could be Kraft, it could be Aaron Jones, you know, it could be Reed, it could be there's two other players too. I just forgot their names again. Bo Heath, I think it was too, but like there's because I made a clip on it, people commented there's other players in that offense, but there's so much potential with this offense. I think they can build some more of the piece on the defense and whatnot, and they got some really good talent there. And it's crazy to think that the Packers, another team which like the Texans we thought would not really be competitive, they ended up being in this spot, which is crazy. And Jordan Love kind of proved that he is going to be that guy for Green Bay, and I wasn't sure about him, so I give a lot of credit for Jordan Love. The thing I saw, I think Schefter or somebody reported this, that Jordan Love is going to be one of the more highest paid quarterbacks this upcoming free agency and going to eventually be one of the higher paid quarterbacks. Now, do I think he will get paid? I think he should eventually get paid. I definitely do. He definitely proved himself this past season, especially in the second half of the season, turning up to what the Packers and everybody expected him to be, being a great replacement for Aaron Rodgers. Do I want to make him one of the highest paid quarterbacks? I'm on the fence of I'm not sure yet. Maybe I know you want to keep him there long term, lock him up too. To make him one of the highest paid quarterbacks, though, I'm not too sure yet just because it's only been half a season and a postseason run. I want to see another season with it and then go from there. That's just kind of how I feel about it. That's how I feel with quarterbacks and paying guys too. Taking the sample size is so small. 8 games on the clue in the playoffs. So 10 games, I would say, total. And he did great. Don't get me wrong. But I kind of want to wait on that, you know. But then again, this is why I'm not a general manager. This is why I'm not working in the NFL. I'm just giving my opinion on it, too. But again, if I'm proven wrong and it's a good bargain, then hey, that's what it is then. But I'm just saying that I want to hold off on the Love thing. He's great, and I think he will get paid, but I need to see more games out of him. That's just kind of my opinion right now. I'm just saying, too. And plus, all these guys are so cheap on the offense. You want to spend it on defensive guys who would build a complete roster. Again, this is my opinion. I could be wrong, though. I could 100% be wrong, and that's totally fine. Next game up here, the Lions, Buccaneers, 31-23. This was a fun game to watch. This was just two teams that you didn't expect to make it this far, and this was just overall a fun game. To do with the Lions, they are so fun to watch, and I just love, I said it before, all the way back, love the Dan Campbell hire. It's been working out great. The Lions defense is so young and talented. They have so much to prove and so much. They like a big chip on their shoulder. They play in these great moments, and their offense is so good. Amon-Ra St. Brown is turning into one of my favorite receivers to watch, and Jahmyr Gibbs is a really good running back for them, too. And everyone clowned the pick, and I was one of them, too, but it's working out really, really well for them. And Sam Laporta, great tight end. I mean, overall, this offense is just so good. And even, like, the toughness of, like, Frank Ragnow, their center, getting hurt but coming back in. Like, they have this grittiness and toughness that they're just so fun to watch. And everybody clowned the Dan Campbell hire years ago with the biting kneecaps and whatever. Personally, I loved it, you know me. But I said at the time that this was such a good hire for them. I still agree. This was a perfect hire for the city of Detroit, for this organization, for this fan base. They needed a guy like that, a former player, gritty toughness that needed to fit in with that culture. And I think this was just a perfect match. And look at this. 3 years later, NFC Championship appearance, their first championship appearance since 1991, their first playoff win in 30-plus years, like, it's just been an incredible run, a memorable run. They're just the ones that fans will remember for a while. And if they make it to the Super Bowl, I mean, you can't even compete. I think Dan Campbell should win Coach of the Year right now, just for the fact of what he's able to do with this team. But I just give so much credit because they're fun to watch. They're tough as they can ever be. And I'm, you know what, listen, if the Ravens say they don't make it to the Super Bowl, I want the Lions to win, and if they make it, you know, I'm rooting for this team. I want them to do well. They deserve it. This fan base deserves it. Dan Campbell deserves it. They're just, and Jared Goff deserves it too. He's making this team fun to watch, and this is a perfect fit for the city of Detroit. And go to the Buccaneers. Give credit. I think Baker's going to get paid. I think they should bring him back. He took a gamble on himself yet again. He had a chip on his shoulder this season, and he played excellent again, where I thought he was done. Now, a lot of people thought he was done. But that back half of the season, the 4 or 5 games with the Rams, helped him a little bit. And then going to the Buccaneers, and I thought, all right, rebuild, you know, going to tank for Caleb and whatnot too. And I think they should re-sign Baker and bring him back. Todd Bowles isn't that bad of a coach either. And, you know, if they can bring back Mike Evans and whatnot, they got a nice young, talented team in that wide-open division. They did it with Baker already. They can do it again. I don't see why not bring him back. I'm all for bringing back Baker. This was a good team, too. Credit to the Buccaneers. They weren't supposed to even make it this far, so I give them a ton of credit, and the Lions are in the NFC Championship against the 49ers. Last game, Chiefs-Bills. Heartbreaker. 27-24. The Chiefs somehow did it again. And This Kansas City Chiefs team. I mean, this is just like, how does he do it? How did Mahomes do it? In this time, in the playoffs. We weren't sure about him. Receivers, all of a sudden, they can catch now. Travis Kelce looked like a shell of himself. Nope. Defense, wasn't sure. Looked great, too. And the Bills had the perfect opportunity at home. They never had him at home in that crowd. Mahomes shut him down. Incredible stuff. Now, we can talk about Tyler Bass missing the field goal, and I totally know that he should have made it. And I know these people are saying that, you know, we shouldn't have kickers in the game. It's part of the game, all right? That's just like your last-minute effort. Because there was also other opportunities where the Bills could have walked away with it. Stephon Diggs, a guy you traded for and a guy who's considered one of the top receivers, had a wide-open catch, and it went through his hands. This was like he has not shown up in these big-moment games. After a whole year of kind of like him and his brother talking about Josh Allen and whatnot, too, didn't come up big in this game. You had Josh Allen. Open shot to Khalil Shakir, who, by the way, Shakir is going to be a huge part of this Bills offense for the foreseeable future, I think. Missed him in the end zone. Josh Allen, they went back to his old ways of just relying on Josh Allen to run the ball and to do everything, to play hero ball, and they had no other weapons outside of him. This is as much as yet you can say with the Bills that the kicker should have made, and I agree, he should have, but there was also, you cannot solely blame it on him because there was other factors in this, I believe. Like, I believe there was, like, the other opportunities where they could have went away with this. And for the Chiefs, shout out to MVS for actually snagging some balls. Isaiah Pacheco is a ridiculous running back, and he is going to be a star in the NFL. One of the top running backs. He's very, very good. You know, I'm going to say it. He's very, very good. But, again, credit to the Chiefs. A sixth AFC Championship game appearance. Oh, boy. I guess we'll get to that game in a little bit.
Grateful Apparel people, let me tell you guys a little something about the brand Grateful. If you guys aren't aware, I became an official Grateful brand ambassador a while back, and let me tell you, the clothes are absolutely comfortable, and they're just awesome designs and really cool. They got everything from hats, hoodies, t-shirts, long sleeves, shorts, you name it, they got it. They have various colors, designs, a good vintage look to it. Right now I'm wearing the Cam Grateful hoodie and the Daisy Trucker hat right now if you're seeing this on video. And I'm holding up some t-shirts here too. A Grateful Heart is the key to happiness. That's the one shirt I got. And also here, also the Grateful with the arch, the 3D. This looks like the old Microsoft Word design to it. I cannot stress this enough. The clothes here are so comfortable and they're such a cool look to it, and also it's a great message. Grateful, you just got to be grateful for everything in life, and that's something I definitely learned throughout this past year and basically carry on for the rest of my life, to be grateful. Golden Brand is made for you, the hardworking man or woman, just being grateful for life and whatnot. And I just got to keep saying it, these clothes are awesome. It's a great company, a great message, and as a brand ambassador, I just got to keep saying it, stuff is awesome. You want to get some cool merch like the ones I'm wearing right now, you definitely head over to www.gratefulapparel.com. While you're over there, check out a bunch of stuff they got and use the code FONZ, F-O-N-Z, for 15% off your order. That's right, use code FONZ, F-O-N-Z, for 15% off your order at Grateful Apparel. Get yourself a hat, a t-shirt, shorts, get whatever you want, and use the code FONZ, F-O-N-Z, at checkout for 15% off your order. Support the brand, support Grateful, support an awesome message. That's all I got to say. Go check it out now.
So we're getting to our little NFC and AFC Championship Conference Championship previews here. The NFC Championship, we got the Detroit Lions and San Francisco 49ers. Niners are no stranger to being in this. They've been in this, I think, three of the past 4 years, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe they missed one. I don't know which one year they missed, but three of the past 4 years, I know they've definitely been in it. And the Lions, I said, the first time they've been in since 1991. Think about it like this with the Lions. No video game consoles were out, like the PlayStation, Xbox, you know, no social media apps were around. Computers were just kind of around. They just started up. Cell phones were just giant bricks or whatever. I have no idea. But just look how much has happened. I think there was a thing where no Lions fan sent a text message saying, I'm happy we got the playoff win. But until last week, because text messaging was not invented until like after that whole thing too, which is crazy. Did no one expect the Lions here? But this is going to be like a fun matchup. It really is. Lions and 49ers. Look, my heart wants the Lions to win, and I think they have a very gritty and tough team, and they're going to give the 49ers a run for their money. And it really does kind of depend on how Deebo Samuel plays, but I think the Niners just have so much talent, on particularly on the defensive side and the offensive side too. It's going to be really close. My mind is saying Niners is going to be like a last-second field goal by three, but if the Lions win this, I'm going to be so happy for them, and Detroit is going to go nuts. I wouldn't hate if the Lions win. I wouldn't hate it at all. I think the Niners will win, but if the Lions do, I'll be just as happy. I think what needs to happen kind of with the Lions is, you know, pressurize Brock Purdy, because it kind of goes down to Brock Purdy. We've kind of seen, can he do it? He has his moments. There's a lot of them, but there's times where if little things fall apart, he can't get up in the clutch moments. That's kind of the thing, because he has a great team surrounded by him. So it also factors in if Deebo Samuel can play. But again, the Lions have this gritty, tough offense and defense that they'll fight you till the very end. And I think it's going to literally come down to the wire, maybe by like a 3-point game. This is going to really come down to it. I have the Niners winning, but honestly, if the Lions win, it wouldn't shock me, and I'll be just as happy for it, too. Now, the AFC Championship game. Listen, guys, Chiefs-Ravens, this is what I want, all right? This is what I wanted. All right, I've been waiting for this for a while now, all right? Lamar Jackson, this is his moment to shine. This is going to be, this. I'm not going to lie, though, for just a little bit, just for a tad, I was nervous thinking about it, because again, it's Patrick Mahomes in the playoffs. Travis Kelce. You know, now you got to factor in Taylor Swift, because the NFL is going to keep shoving Taylor Swift down our throats with this whole thing, too. You know, the rest might cause a little thing here just to get Taylor Swift to the Super Bowl. But I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think it's going to happen. I think the Ravens are going to pull this one off. They have Lamar needs to be on his A game. The receivers need to catch, and they need to run the damn ball as much as they can. And they cannot fear Patrick Mahomes here, because you saw what the Bills did last week, where they were running the fake punts and they were trying to do whatever they can just they looked like clearly that they didn't want Patrick Mahomes in the field. They cannot have that fear going into this game. They cannot have that whatsoever. This defense is tough. This defense is gritty. And I'm excited, though. This is going to be fun. It really comes down to the run game, mistake-free football, which we know. If they give up a turnover here and there, that's okay. But I trust this defense enough. If we can get Marlon Humphrey back, and then if Mark Andrews plays, I think it's going to help us a lot. I'm excited. It's going to be tough. It's going to be a really close game down to the wire. It really is. But Lamar needs this win. There's a lot of pressure on him, too. I think the world wants the Ravens to win this one, because they don't want to see Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl again. I know the world doesn't want to. The NFL kind of wants it for the Swifty fans out here. But I'm telling you this right now. Everybody, listen. Give me the Chiefs. All right? Let's go. I'm ready. All right? Bring it on. Bring it on, Chiefs fans. I'm ready. Bring it on, Swifties. I'm ready for it, all right? I am just getting started with this. This is going to be good. Ravens by 3. It's going to be very, very close. I am also very nervous, though, but Chiefs fans, Taylor Swift fans, bring it on. I'm ready. Let's go. I don't even have the money gun for this one. I'm ready for it, all right? It's going to be fun. It's going to be a good one. It's going to be a good matchup. I'm also going to be nervous, though. Oh, boy. If the Ravens lose, though, I'm not going to hear the end of it. But I think we're fine. John Hall will trust Lamar Jackson. You saw the thing with the fourth down. Lamar, you want to go for it? Yeah. All right, we'll go for it. He lets him go whatever he wants to do. Listen, I am ready for this. I am so nervous, though, for this, though. But I'm talking myself. I'm all over the place. I didn't really plan I was going to speak about this game. But Chiefs fans, Swift fans, bring it on. Mahomes, bring it on. Travis Kelce, bring it on. Chris Jones, bring it on. You're not ready for this Ravens team. You ain't ready for this. You're not ready for this Ravens team.
Grateful Apparel people have been talking about this brand for a while now. I became official brand ambassador for Grateful Apparel. And I cannot stress this enough, the clothes are absolutely incredible. They got vintage shirts, hoodies, hats, a bunch of different collections, designs, very colorful, and a simple, simple, but great and important message, Grateful. You want to support a great brand with a great message, you want to support your boy, head on over to www.gratefulapparel.com today. Get yourself a nice hoodie, a hat, a t-shirt, get something, and while you're at checkout, use the code FONZ, F-O-N-Z, for 15% off your order today. Get yourself a cool vintage shirt. They got some like Camp Grateful. They got the 3D Archie that I'm wearing right now. A daisy print trucker that I've been wearing before. You see it on multiple videos. Again, gratefulapparel.com, code FONZ, F-O-N-Z, for 15% off your order. Support the brand. Support Grateful. Support a great, great message. Check them out now. Gratefulapparel.com, FONZ, F-O-N-Z, for 15% off your order. Go do it now.
So we got some little NBA trade things, some NBA stuff to get on out of here, wrap up out of the way too. So the first NBA piece of news is that we had a trade, another trade announced here, a little bit of a low-key one between the Heat and the Charlotte Hornets here. The Miami Heat received Terry Rozier, and the Hornets received Kyle Lowry in a protected first-round pick. Terry Rozier actually has had a good year this year with the Hornets, averaged a career-high 23.2 points with a career-high 6.6 assists so far this season. Terry Rozier, I feel like he doesn't get talked about. I'm not saying he's like a top point guard, but he's a pretty good high scoring guard for the Hornets team this past season. Electric starter, again, high scoring, very good shooter for them. I think this is like a sneaky good pickup for the Miami Heat. They kind of need that spark plug. You could start, you come off the bench, whatever you want to do, depending on the situation, but they kind of needed this spark, I think, for the Heat. This is a good spot. Now, is it going to take them over the top? I'm not sure. It could help them out a little bit, but I think this is a sneaky good pickup move. And moving on from Kyle Lowry's contract, getting up there in age, wasn't really looking like himself on the Miami Heat like he was with the Raptors. So I definitely think the Heat upgraded here. A sneaky good pickup, I would say, at Rozier. Again, a solid point guard that like no one really talks about because he's a really good high-scoring guard that the Heat need. Again, you can start him, put him off the bench, whatever you want to do. Helps him out. Again, are the Heat going to make it to the finals or conference finals because of this move? Probably not. They might need to make another move here, but this definitely helps him out. I think it's a sneaky good pickup and gets rid of the contract of Kyle Lowry. And, you know, in a first-round pick, you know, that's the one bad thing, but I think he kind of made an upgrade. I think the Heat did a little bit better here, and I think the Hornets just kind of had to get rid of Rozier because his contract was, I believe, was expiring or had a higher contract. So to get an expiring contract and Lowry can, you know, free up some cap space in the summer, works out on both sides. I low-key think this is a sneaky good move for the Heat, though, because it does help them out a lot. That's just my, I could be wrong, though. People, let me know if I'm wrong. I really want to know. I'm curious about this one because I always liked Terry Rozier. I really did. I'm going to miss Eric Collins, though, making those Terry Rozier calls. And if you guys know, you guys know. Another one here, Adrian Griffin, the coach for the Milwaukee Bucks. His first season as the Bucks head coach, this actually just happened right before recording, got fired. A 30-13 record and got fired. And Doc Rivers is expected to be the new coach here. You guys know how I feel about Doc Rivers. Doc Rivers, I think, is one of the more overrated coaches in the league. Was good, but not like considered like a top coach, in my opinion. Had the one title with that big three. But it's so many other talented teams. The early days of the Magic. That Celtics trio, they should have had more titles, but only got one in their first year. And then that Sixers team had the MVP and Joel Embiid. And also the Clippers team with Lob City and whatnot. So there was had so much talent. But, you know, compared to guys like Eric Spoelstra, who had, you know, a shorter reign of talent at time, a short span of talent, but had more coming out of it than, say, with Doc Rivers with an expanded of talent and teams. But Adrian, I guess because the defense was so bad, and I guess when you have a team like with Damian Lillard and Giannis, you're supposed to have this like this high-scoring offense, but the defense was going to be lackluster because you lost Jrue Holiday. That was just weird to me. At 30-13, you drop him. I don't understand why you fire him. There's got to be more to it. I just think that was like a questionable but weird one that I honestly did not expect at all, especially your first year as coach. And that kind of stinks for Griffin because he was a longtime assistant coach, was going to get a good opportunity, good first opportunity, and kind of missed out on here. But, you know, that's a little bit, and just a little bit of a shocking thing for me. I'm not gonna lie, I was a tad shocked about that one. You know, that's just a little bit. As I spilled water on my jersey, I was taking a water break here, and I spilled it on the jersey and the sweatshirt like a goddamn child. All right, so another NBA thing here. Udonis Haslem got his number 40 retired by the Miami Heat. Kudos to him. 20-year career with the organization, 3-time champion, top up there with the rebounds and whatnot too. One of the well-known names with the Miami Heat franchise, and he got his number retired, and I think it was well-deserved. You saw a lot of people commenting saying, like, oh, you know, they'd retire anybody's jersey now. Why'd they retire his jersey? And I want to be clear. I think they should have retired it. I think that was a good call. I think that was going to be one of the next players the Heat were going to retire. I was going to say Udonis Haslem was next in line. This isn't the NBA Hall of Fame. Now, Haslem is not an NBA Hall of Famer. I'm sorry. But when you talk about a Miami Heat legend, yeah, I put him in the Miami Heat legend category. I put him in the Heat Hall of Fame. I would have his number retired. I don't see any problem with that. You say, oh, they'll retire anybody's number. It's different with the NBA Hall of Fame. You see a lot of other teams retiring players' jerseys that aren't Hall of Famers, but they were a big part of the legacy with the team, or they were a big part of the team, whether it was like just being a fan favorite or helped them out in the darkest of times, or were part of the team during the darkest of times. And Udonis Haslem was with them 20-plus seasons from the rookie year of Dwayne Wade up until last season with the rebuilding era in between, with the Big Three era, with the Jimmy Butler era. He was a big part of that team in the tail, and he was like a player coach. And every player loves having him on the team. Fans absolutely loved him. I was a fan of him, too. I love that style of play, and he was such like an icon with the Miami Heat organization. I don't see a problem with them retiring his number. I don't get why people said that, and again, listen, if you want to comment, let me know down below. I'm curious to hear your thoughts, but I don't understand why the Heat or fans, excuse me, were upset, or people on the internet were saying they were tired of anybody's number. I think it was well deserved. I have no issue with it. I think they should have done it the second he retired, and it's a good call. They did it right away. So kudos to Udonis Haslem, 20-year career. Seriously, well deserved. I don't understand why people are so mad about it. They were saying they retire anybody's jerseys. No, they don't retire anybody's jerseys. They retire for guys who've been with the organization for a long time and a big part of it. And Haslem was a big part of it. He was. So I don't understand the whole hate for that, though. That's just kind of me. Again, more people, let me know down below your thoughts. Please, I want to hear it. I really do. Last thing before we got out of here. Now, it's been a little wrestling thing we haven't talked about. If you want to check out my wrestling stuff, you go on Four Corners with Mike and Albert. Four Corners of Review and Preview. We're back on after a couple of weeks away. Me and Mike talk about the Royal Rumble, and I have to say, now I'm excited, man. This Royal Rumble is going to be fun. I always loved it. Even when there were times where I didn't watch wrestling as much, I always checked out the Royal Rumble. It was just such a cool concept of a match, too. But the Royal Rumble is going to be interesting because you got CM Punk, Cody Rhodes in it. And again, it's still weird to me that CM Punk is back in wrestling. It's still a weird thing to me, but you got Punk, you got Rhodes. Potentially, maybe The Rock could be coming into the fold, too. I have no idea. I know The Rock was recently named board of directors with TKO, which is part of with the WWE. So The Rock's coming back into the wrestling thing, man. It's going to probably happen, which is going to be crazy. The question that I asked, and me and Mike talked about it, is what do you do with like the main event of WrestleMania? Because I think Punk deserves to be in the main event of WrestleMania. There's no question about it. You also, so does Punk challenge Rollins for the title? And then, you know, what do you do with Rhodes? He has to finish a story, right? And you have The Rock versus Reigns, but you don't really need that for the title. So I don't, it's like, so the Rhodes WrestleMania is going to be so much fun because I don't know what's going to happen. As far as my Rumble picks, I picked Bayley to win the Women's Royal Rumble. The women's one is one of those where I don't really know what's going to happen. I generally don't know. The men's one, I think Punk winning it is like a perfect choice. I don't see any other way they can go. You can do Cody again, but I think there's a good answer. I think Punk and Cody should start off at 1-2 and finish off at 1-2. That would be an excellent, excellent choice here again. But I just love the Royal Rumble because you never know. I love the surprise you're going to get out of it, too, because that's like one of the fun things with the underrated part, I think, is the surprise. And I'll never forget Edge's, man. The Edge Royal Rumble appearance will always be an awesome part of my life. And that was something, that was one of the few times in my life where I shed a tear as an adult. There was a couple other times I'm not mentioned on the show here, but the Edge one, I'll proudly admit, I did shed a tear here and there when he came back because I didn't think he would. Adam Cole, which by the way, he's not doing that well in he's doing what he can in AEW, and I just worry about what the AEW thing. That's a whole other story for a whole other day. Actually, I probably should mention this though with wrestling because we didn't talk about it on Four Corners. Netflix is now going to be streamed on Raw is going to be streamed on Netflix now. I believe next year. Let me look this up, by the way. Raw Netflix deal in 2025. This is going to be, so I want to kind of, I forgot to mention this, by the way. So WWE's Raw moved to Netflix is a $5 billion deal. That is a lot of money. So starting in 2025, as part of a 10-year agreement, Raw will be streamed onto Netflix. So I'm just trying to figure. So the deal Raw next January, but TK Group, that's why. So with the whole thing, the news option extending on 10 years, hours. That's crazy to me. So basically the Raw and Netflix deal, we don't know that much. So they're going to do like, so they're just going to put the Raw stuff. I know Hulu had SmackDown on there and Main Event. I know they had some shows on there. But now Netflix is going to get Raw, which is crazy. Raw is, again, I'm a SmackDown guy, but Raw being on Netflix is huge. That's the main show. That's the one that started Raw with the weekly wrestling shows. That's going to be huge. It just kind of shows with how the era of streaming is going to be. And it's going to be the case for a lot of things. You're going to see maybe, you know, Monday Night Raw now. Netflix to stream Raw live weekly, that's going to get a lot of people going on there, too. Now, is it going to still be on cable TV? I have no idea. We don't know the whole, I don't know the whole details about it, but $5 billion to do that. They're going to get the live events. I know Peacock is for the live events now. So is it going to be taken away from Peacock, though? We don't know the whole, I don't know the whole advanced buts about it now, but this is going to be huge. And I think it kind of, for me, I think about it, that we're going to see an era of streaming where everything, like cable's kind of dying out, but I feel like it's somewhat getting kind of maybe revived because there's so many different streaming platforms that there's going to be a point where it's going to be like so confusing, everyone's going to want to go back to cable for the regular shows. But you knew this was going to happen. And you know, you're seeing Raw with this now, and you see Peacock with the premium live events now with the shows and everything too. And you see now the NFL kind of doing it with the Peacock games, with the Dolphins Chiefs particularly, being exclusively on Peacock. There's going to be a weird prediction. It's not really necessarily going to be, like, I don't even know. I kind of hope it doesn't, but it wouldn't shock me seeing the Raw deal on Netflix and seeing Peacock getting exclusive NFL games here and there. It's not going to shock me that the Super Bowl is going to be on a streaming service, whether it is Netflix, Hulu, Peacock, or whatever. I don't know when, in maybe like a year or two, maybe in a couple years from now, I think the Super Bowl is going to be streamed exclusively on one of those streaming apps, like a Peacock. It would not shock me whatsoever. I'm just saying, people are going to sign up for it just to watch the Super Bowl. And you could do it with the Super Bowl, unlike teams like the World Series and the NBA Finals. But the Super Bowl is big, and I think people will go out of the way to do it. It won't shock me. Now, I'm not going to be necessarily agree with it, but it's not going to shock me. It feels like we're going to go in that direction, too. But again, I hope I'm wrong with that, too, to be honest with you. But, you know, that's the gist of what I think with that. And that's the gist of what I think with this episode. This was a good another. I know these solo ones are kind of short. I know that. You know, that's just kind of the way. I guess with the solo ones, I don't feel like it's like, I have stuff to talk about, like, only one person just scrambling and rumbling and stumbling onto a microphone, too. But I do appreciate you guys doing this. I know the start of the new year, it's been going well so far. Once, again, like I said, you know, once the Super Bowl's done, I'm going to have some other jersey videos on Fonz Talks jerseys that I have planned out for football-wise. But once the football season's over with the NFL and the Super Bowl, or the big game, whatever you call it, I'm going to be doing some more regular content, not as much craziness. I'm going to have more guest-centric episodes and whatnot, too. Stuff on the YouTube channel and Fonz Talks jerseys is going to be expanded outside of football. So, again, just bear with me for the next couple weeks with the football stuff and the Ravens, too. It's just a bunch of stuff going on here. But it's all good, though. More stuff on the TikTok page, too, and the Instagram. TikTok, Instagram, X, Fonz DeFalco. Podcast, Instagram, Slickback, Kickback Report. I'm back on there. Not posting as much in there, but some memorable, better clips on there. Fonz Talks jerseys on Instagram. I did some stuff talking about the All-Star Game jerseys. You want to check that video out on there, too. Exclusively on the Fonz Talks jerseys Instagram page. Follow everything else. If you want to send me your fans' idea jerseys on the email, slickbackkickback@gmail.com. Curious to see what everyone got. Grateful Apparel. Again, slickbackkickback@gmail.com. Send me your questions, you know, whether it's a comment, concern, or send me a video and whatnot, too. I think once football season's over, I'll get back into the episode and I'll do some more video commentaries. But I want to do some commentary for the Fonz DeFalco YouTube channel, which if you're watching on here, subscribe to the YouTube channel. I turned it back to Fonz DeFalco because I have ideas that I want to do for regular videos on here. But again, once the football season's done, I'm going to go back into that full-time doing that stuff because, again, I love making the content. Again, a lot of good stuff here where we're good. I have a good feeling about 2024. It's going to be good for all of us, though. That's all I got, really, honestly. Hope everyone was doing good. I hope everyone enjoyed this episode. I hope everyone is good, though, otherwise. And I love y'all. I mean, I love everybody that watches or listens to this. Numbers have been doing well. I'll give you personal stuff. That's going really well. And I think it's going to be good for all of us outside of this stuff. I think it's good for everybody else, too. I'm just happy. I guess I just get happy every time I do an episode. I really do. It takes a little bit of a pain to set up here, all the lights and whatever, too. But at the end of the day, when I'm done seeing the final product, I go, yep. Yep, it's worth it. Even though I'm sweating in a sweatshirt jersey and sweatpants right now. And my UGG boots. And my hat. It's getting sweaty here. And I got a haircut, by the way, too. So it's all good stuff, people. We're all doing good. We are doing good. I think it's time to wrap on out of here. Have a good day. Good night. Good evening. Whenever you're watching or listening to this episode. And I'll catch y'all next time. Peace out.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Slick Back Kickback Report. Don't forget to follow, rate, and review. Tell a friend. Tell five friends. Your support will always be appreciated here on the Slick Back Kickback Report.